Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, Dear Yael and Don, I know that imaging tests like CT scans and MRI and nuclear imaging are great tools because they allow doctors to see inside the body. But don't they also expose people to radiation? And if so, isn't this a bad thing?
Yes and no. Some imaging tests do expose people to radiation. But just to be clear, MRI, which stands for magnetic resonance imaging, does not use radiation. So if you have an MRI, there's no risk of exposure.
But other types of imaging tests do use radiation, like nuclear imaging, which is used to look for heart disease, and CT, or CAT scans, which use X-rays to take 3D pictures inside the body. And unfortunately, over time, these tests do sometimes expose people to dangerously high levels of radiation, high enough to cause cancer in some cases.
But why would doctors order tests that put people at risk for getting cancer?
Well, mainly because the tests are often very useful. For example, mammography is the best way to look for early signs of breast cancer. But it's not as clear that other tests, such as nuclear imaging, are as useful for detecting heart disease. It may be, but there's not enough hard evidence to be certain.
So the risks of radiation exposure from a CT scan or nuclear imaging may outweigh the benefits.
Right. It's not that people should always avoid these imaging tests, but they should be aware of the risks.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Stephen Amos, Jr. at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.